Are we live? Shit. Go to Kyle.
Kyle, do the intro.
hey, everybody, it's me. It's Kyle. And we're here with yet another How We Do podcast.
Play the music!
Hello, everybody. I am one of your hosts. I'm Kyle. Who else is here?
I'm another coast. I'm Ian.
I'm Jarrett.
I was waiting for you to do something fucking stupid again. I'm Gage.
Not today.
Not yet.
You're not Gage today.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Ian, did you say coast?
He did say coast. He did say coast.
He sure did.
I was waiting for you to say coast, and you didn't say the word at all. Yeah. You're like, I'm Jarrett.
See, I've been sleep deprived for a few days, so in my head I was like, shit, did I say something I didn't mean?
You said coast. And then we spit the water out on our soundboard. Yeah. That would have ruined the whole show. Way worse than the first time we tried this.
What do you mean? This is the original.
What?
The illusion.
No, I'll break the fourth wall all the time. This is totally not whatever day this is going to premiere on.
Yeah, we've been a couple weeks. We have a weird schedule so far for recording.
Yeah, today is...
What day?
What's today?
September 4th.
What Tuesday is this?
Today is Tuesday the 12th. September 12th. Today is National Day of Encouragement.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
I hate this day.
Yeah.
Why
is that? You not get encouraged enough?
Why not?
No, if you can't encourage yourself, then you shouldn't be...
If you can't encourage yourself,
so far in the show, you haven't said anything. You just start talking and you start drinking water.
If you can't encourage yourself, I will encourage you for yourself.
But it's also
today.
What's that?
Go ahead.
It's also National Video Game Day.
Whoa, that's a lot better.
So yeah,
fuck encouragement.
Yeah. So
Gage is like, I had a book.
Yeah,
that encouraged me. Everybody poops.
So I think a good idea would be to list our top seven favorite video games.
That's a good number.
That's God's number.
I like that. Great number.
That's the number that's after six.
Not for some people.
The worst start we've ever had.
Not for everyone.
You know why six was afraid of seven?
Because of gang rape 10.
Because it was a bigger number. Kyle, what's your top seven?
Well, starting with me, number seven?
Yeah.
What was that, Ian? Am I already being judged? I have yet to say a word, and I'm already getting judged.
Okay, I'm practicing my reading. Your phone was out, so yeah, I read it.
What's number seven for you?
My number seven is...
Wait, hold on. Can I address the fact that most of us have notebooks when we come to this thing? We write all this shit down on our phones.
Yeah, we have two notebooks in front of us, and everybody has everything on their phones.
Yep. Anyway.
Technology.
My number seven is Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Yep. I love the open world, the dragons, and the, it's pretty great.
So number seven for Kyle, we got Skyrim.
I didn't like Skyrim.
Why is that?
Just too many menus.
See, my
issue
with Skyrim.
That's a good argument.
My issue with Skyrim was too many, do this, and then do this, and then do this, and then you can do the thing you wanted to do originally, but you got sidetracked. It's too much to do in Skyrim for me.
See, I don't do any of the quests. I just go around and just...
Really?
Yeah. I just there's a cave. I'll just explore that and then just go to the next thing.
When you run out of caves?
You cannot run out of caves in Skyrim.
Wow.
There's a lot.
Well, that's true. There's a loading screen.
Hey.
Yep. And you can rotate the...
You can't just run out.
Yep.
Gotta load.
So yeah, my number seven is Skyrim.
Ian, what's your number seven game of all time?
My
your
number seven game.
Oh, we're all doing our sevens first? Okay.
Yeah,
we're all doing sevens?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
What's number seven for Ian?
Kyle
did it.
My number seven is probably God of War. Like, the series in a whole. I know we're doing, like, the only one gaming series, but the series as a whole is my favorite.
Oh, we should have wrote those rules in the podcast before we started.
That was literally already done. That was said. It was in layman's terms. I don't know what that means. I just heard my boss say it once.
Okay.
But anyways, God of War series I thought was really fun. Mainly because it was one of the first like games like that I played on PlayStation 2.
Cool.
This is your first hack and slash game?
Yeah.
Or your first game with boobs?
There's boobs in it?
Isn't there boobs in God of War 1?
There's a lot of boobs. Yeah.
Could you have sex in God of War 1?
That's how you got, like, health and, yeah, like...
You banged two prostitutes or whatever.
At the very beginning.
What?
Yes. What do you mean, what? My number seven game now. No.
Boobs!
What are those?
So, for me, I was having trouble finding a number seven. Well, not finding, but deciding on number seven. I'm going to go with Grand Theft Auto 3. That was one of the first, like, open world-ish games that I played.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not old enough to play it, and I think that's why I liked it more.
Did you play Grand Theft Auto in the sense that you did the missions or you ran around blowing up cops?
Both.
Okay.
What did I do first? Beat everybody up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What did I do second? All the missions for Luigi. Was his name Luigi? Pretty sure.
Sounds racist.
Pretty sure Luigi was in that game.
It was Lusquigi.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've played that game.
Yeah, me too.
My number seven, I added today because I took out one because we did the whole one from a franchise thing. My number seven is Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, that just came out
a couple
weeks ago. That game is fucking awesome. It's probably my game of the year right now, over Zelda.
How?
Whoa.
It is super fun. It's short, too, so I mean, it's not like a long experience, but it's fucking great. So the game is about basically this girl's path to redemption for her boyfriend, fiance, husband, whatever. It's never clarified what he is exactly to her, but they are in a relationship. But it's dealing with mental illness the whole time. So they recommend you play with headphones on, with stereo surround. So it has 3D surround the whole time, and you have voices that are talking to you that are trying to like push along the story while you're doing these visual puzzles of like hallucinations and fighting combat. While one voice is telling you one thing and another voice is telling you a different thing, and they start contradicting each other, and then your own voice starts contradicting back. It's a mind fuck of a game. And it takes place within Norse mythology, and it's fucking awesome.
I was watching somebody play it, and as they were fighting multiple people, and there was somebody behind them, and one of the voices said, "Look out behind you,"
yep.
And then that's when they countered, and then, yeah.
The game is so fucking good. It's so good. I love it. So that's my number seven.
I feel like seven's going to take a while.
No.
I think it'll go pretty quickly.
All right, we can just run through the rest of each list then, instead of doing one by one.
One by one? Okay.
Yeah, just go. Kyle, we'll
tell you if you're wrong.
My number six is Kingdom Hearts.
Wrong.
Okay.
I like how they're all like, fuck you.
I like Kingdom Hearts.
I like Kingdom Hearts, the first one?
Yes.
The series.
Okay. Yeah. I never played 2 and all the other 94 games. I didn't.
Yeah, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, 2.3.5.
Divided by 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them.
I'm halfway through 2 right now. I like it better than 1.
Let's see. Also have number 5 is Metal Gear Solid Sons of Liberty.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. That was my first Metal Gear Solid game. I know a lot of people were disappointed because it was Raiden.
Yeah.
And not Snake that you played as. But I don't know. I still loved it.
Sure.
My number 4 is Fallout 3.
Okay. There's a lot of games on that list I've never played.
Weird.
Have you even heard of these games?
Yeah. Have you played 7 games?
No.
Go ahead, Cole.
We'll find out next.
Even though Fallout 3 was really buggy, I still enjoyed it a lot. My number 3 is Pokemon Leaf Green and Fire Red. Okay. I still like the originals of Red and Blue, but I like the updated graphics and all that.
Sure.
Let's see. My number 2 is RuneScape.
Oh no.
RuneScape.
Yep. I wasted I don't know how many hours to that game.
I played RuneScape for a long time.
How much online sex did you have in RuneScape?
How many not
times
a whole
did you
lot.
Trade for boobs that were probably just a dude?
Like maybe like once.
Be my RuneScape
like once or twice
girlfriend
in the beginning,
yes.
Everybody does that.
Everybody
like,
did that. I used to buy diamond rings. I had like 12 diamond rings and I would just give them out to anybody that had a female avatar.
Yep.
Always a dude.
Yeah. Always a dude. One of them was named, what was the fucking name? It was something totally that you would absolutely understand that it was a man.
Is a dude.
Now. But as a kid, you didn't know.
Has big peen.
Yeah.
Peter I don't Pecker. Remember what it was. It was, no, it was something like
John.
Pretty girl fucking 4, 5, 8 or some shit like that. It was
hot tits.
Yeah, obvious. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's totally a girl.
What's your number one, Kyle?
My number one, drumroll.
It sounded like you sighed really big.
We're not doing another sound? Sweet.
We've already talked about it, but Breath of the Wild.
Sure. Wow.
Is my number one.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I have played one of those games that you had on that list.
That's which was great. The game?
Wait, I played two.
Which one?
Skyrim? Skyrim and Fallout 3.
There you go.
Hey.
I played Kingdom Hearts 2 once, and that was the final boss, and I beat him first try, and I was like, this game's dumb, and I quit.
Who's the final boss in 2?
I haven't beat 2 yet. I'm halfway through it.
I don't know.
It was like super dumb, and I was like, well, this was a waste of my time.
Who wants to go next?
Ian?
6-1, Ian.
6-1.
All right, 6-1.
What was your 7?
My 7 was God of War.
Okay.
My 6 is probably Skyrim. Just because I like sword fighting games, and sure. That game was like, you can have a sword, and also I like bow and arrow, so bow and arrow is awesome. My number 5 is Nier. Nier Automata, or however the fuck you say it.
You're almost right.
Yeah. Automata.
That's not it.
Automato.
Also wrong.
But I got that game for my dad for his birthday this past week, and I played the shit out of it, and he played the shit out of it, and it's so much fun. It's so fucking cool.
Okay.
After that, it's, I call it Nio, but I know it's Neo.
Yeah.
It's that PS4 exclusive, but it's basically Dark Souls, but you're a samurai. What number was that?
That was 4.
Okay, cool. Just trying to...
He's like, most of these games came out this year.
Number 3!
It's almost like they're not even written down.
Yeah. It's like I'm coming up with them. Number 3 is probably... I'll just go ahead and say Bloodborne.
Alright.
I don't really care too much for that game, but it's in the family of games that I like.
Okay.
My number 2 and number 1 are super, like, torn. Like, they're like on even playing fields for me. I'll just say number 2 is probably Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Sure. Ooh.
Yeah, because that's just, it was a game that I love to play. I like to learn how to do all the technical shit, and then I beat the shit out of Kyle and Jarrett. And that was really fun.
Very fun.
For a little
and let's
while.
Be clear that you're clearly the best Smash Bros. Player at this table.
I'm legally the best here.
Legally binding contract that was signed with blood.
Signed by Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Yeah,
that one soccer player.
Signed by Mr. Nintendo himself, Luigi.
Lusquigi.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1, as I'm sure all of you can guess, and Gage will make fun of me for, is Dark Souls.
Dumb. I don't care. People really like Dark Souls. I just don't get into it.
Dark Souls was fucking great. I'm not one of those shitty people that are like, if you don't play Dark Souls, you're a nerd ass.
Yeah, you're not a real gamer.
Yeah.
Play something hard.
No.
Fucking nerd.
Dark Souls is super hard, but there's other games that are hard in their own way. Yeah. Like Splinter Cell. I can't fucking play Splinter Cell. Shave my ass. And I said shave on purpose.
Okay. I was about to ask if you said shave.
I accidentally said that, but yes. But yeah, Dark Souls is fun. I did a bunch of different builds. I have like 600 hours on that game. Plus.
The first one?
Yeah. That's on one console, and on another one I have like 400 hours. It's a fun game.
A lot of hours. Well.
Damn.
Jaren.
All right. So my number 7 was, I don't remember. What did I say?
Your number 7 was
GTA.
Grand Theft Auto 3. Yeah. You're right.
Shit, I was trying to think of a funny game.
So number 6 was SSX Tricky for the GameCube.
Sure.
I think it was part of the soundtrack and part of being able to do 700 flips at once on a snowboard. You can't get in a snowboard.
You can't.
If you try.
Number 5 was Dark Cloud for the PS2.
Didn't you steal that?
That was like once? the first RPG that I've ever played. Mm-hmm. What did you say?
What? Dark Cloud, right?
Yeah, Dark Cloud. Okay, so that was like the first RPG game that I like actually played and really got into. Number 4 is Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Hey, gotta go old school. Number 3 is Majora's Mask. Number 2 is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4 Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo. And then number 1, Ian knows, Gage probably also knows, Halo 2.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Halo 2 is probably my favorite game. Like, not just like games that I've played, like, I think that Halo 2 is one of the best games ever in the world ever. That's like, I'll argue that forever.
Tell that to the Mongolians.
So Halo 2 is my favorite, absolute favorite game. It was the first game that I ever really got into online gaming with, and kind of signaled a big turning point in my life moving forward with the way that I use my spare time.
Mm.
So yeah, Halo doing 2. Nothing but playing online multiplayer
for the win. Exactly.
Beating up little kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Punching them in the stomach till they shit themselves.
I have to put an honorable mention to my second number 7 that I couldn't decide between, and it's Overwatch. I'm sorry, Winston, but I like you a lot. You're cool.
He's not listening.
He's also
you
not
don't know.
Real.
Didn't they kill him in Cincinnati? What was that?
You can't say that!
What?
That was Harem B.
Well, Winston was his Christian.
Still dead.
Damn it.
My honorable mention was Time Splitters 2.
Well, I didn't say everybody got an honorable mention.
I'm just saying it was like...
Ian, why don't you come up with an honorable mention?
He doesn't know 8 games.
Tony Hawk Underground 2.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's not the right Tony Hawk game.
Fuck.
American Wasteland.
Still not right.
Shit. Tony Hawk.
Ah, it's closer.
The Tony Hawk series of games.
Downhill Jam.
Tony Hawk 2 has a perfect score.
Ride.
Like, everyone loves
Tony Hawk Ride. For the Wii.
Try playing that game on a wood floor. You fall and break your goddamn shoulder.
Try playing that game while you're drunk on a wood floor.
No.
Then
you'd
got,
probably fall anyway and break
then
your
you got a party.
Bones. My number 7, I already talked about Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. It's only $30 on PlayStation digitally. Go fucking get it. It's fucking great. Really fucking good. My number 6 is Halo 2.
Hell yeah.
That was the game that got me back into video. I'm going to keep this short because I'm a video game guy and I'll be here for fucking ever. Halo 2, because it got me back into video games. 5 is Super Mario Bros. 3.
All right.
4 is Tomb Raider, the 2013 title. Fucking awesome. Love that game. 3 is Warcraft 3. Yeah.
3-3.
RTS in there. Over War of Warcraft.
I wasn't paying attention to what he said.
Age of Empires.
Ooh. I don't like Age of Empires at all. 3 was originally the original Bioshock for me, but I took it out because I didn't want to mix the two because we did the one series thing. Number 2 for me is Batman Arkham City. My love for Batman mixed with my love for video games. Perfect combination. Fucking love that game. My number 1 is either the Bioshock series or Bioshock Infinite. That game blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And I'll stand by it that it's the best game of 2013, even though that year had a ton of fucking titles like GTA 5 and The Last of Us and Tomb Raider.
GTA 5 came out in 2013?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, for what Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Yeah.
I still play that game.
Everyone still plays that game. It sold 80 million units.
Holy crap.
I played it online once and got killed as I was buying clothes.
Go past it.
So
why are you buying clothes?
I just made my
online haircut.
I
gotta make myself look presentable to die.
Okay, here's what happened. I was in a store. Like, I got a car, the starter car, whatever you get. I parked it, like, you know, outside the store. I went in. I bought my stuff. I came back out. As soon as I got in the car, C4 blew it up.
Hell yeah.
And then
sticky
I'm just like,
bombs?
This game isn't for me.
You just gotta get sticky bombs.
Yeah, or just not be a coward and go
to
the clothes
store. Don't go to the clothing store.
Don't wear clothes.
I'm sorry, I wanted to make my own custom character. Don't wear clothes?
Yeah, now, you know what I ran around GTA 5 with? Wore neon yellow running shorts and yellow flip-flops. And then big-ass shades. And that's all I wore.
I love GTA Online.
I thought it was awesome.
I think GTA 5 is the best racing game that came out in 2013.
That's fair.
How fucking good the racing is in that game. And Forza 5 came out that year. Much better than that.
So, damn.
Yeah, that's some high praise. But I wanted to keep that short because I do a video game podcast too, and I didn't want to like bore everyone to death with my video game
background. All right, bitches.
Yeah.
Let's talk sports.
Well, what about, before we get into the sports here, what's everybody's least favorite game?
My favorite part of the podcast is when we don't discuss what order things are going to go in.
Nah,
so we just jump
ahead
of each other.
I'm just
going to
jump in front of him. Ian, I'll let you, since you want to talk.
What's your favorite game?
Halo 2.
Yeah, fuck you. I hate Halo.
Well, I'd hate a game too if I got beaten in every time I played it.
Yeah, that's why you don't play Call of Duty with me anymore.
I had 13 audible.
I would like you to play an ambulance sound right after what he just said. What
did he say?
He said that I don't play Call of Duty because he beats me in it.
Yeah,
so I need the ambulance.
Someone
call
911 because I just witnessed a fucking murder.
All right. Kyle, what's your least favorite damn game?
I just want to let everyone know I had 13 honorable mentions for...
Good God.
Oh my God. Yeah. I only had like...
It's 8:45.
Pick one.
Off of that list?
Yeah, that hasn't already... Like, the franchise hasn't already been said.
Fuck.
Definitely. Haven't played that one.
That must be a RuneScape thing.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Dope.
Okay.
That was a fucking awesome game.
Yeah, so...
No, but in real, I do not like Halo. Mainly because I'm really bad at it.
Oh, can't take the jump in. Can't take all the fucking shields. Blah, blah, blah.
It takes an entire clip to kill somebody.
No, not true. Not no, because they suck.
SWAT, not anymore. They're SWAT.
No, if you just play normal Halo, you don't.
I was really good at
four
SWAT.
Four shot boy.
Yeah,
I was SWAT's pretty good awesome. At SWAT.
Four shots.
You know what you're fucking doing, like me and Jared over here. You wreck some fucking kids on there and think you need a whole fucking clip.
Sorry, T-Squared. I'm not that good at the game.
So when you're busy reloading, guess what I'm doing? I'm punching the fucking face to save my own ammo so I can kill your fucking friends.
Okay. Yep.
Get good.
I'm sorry.
Kyle, what's your least favorite game?
Name me a Dark Souls.
Well, I have a couple of them written down here.
I didn't even write one down.
I didn't either.
The one that sticks out the most is Too Human.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what that is.
See, here's the issue, though. I liked Too Human.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's the issue.
I remember I bought it at GameStop. I reserved that instead of Gears of War 2.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember like swapping them out.
Yep.
And the game didn't know what it wanted to be.
That's fair.
And I didn't like it.
That's
at all.
Who am I?
Cuz it was like a Viking game, but it was set in the future and you had cybernetics and it was really weird.
Yeah.
It was super weird.
It was too human.
But it was I don't understand.
How did you get
I was
here?
Like 13.
So my least favorite game is probably the number one game on a top of a lot of people's lists.
What was the Ocarina of Time?
Mass Effect.
The first one?
Which one?
Just in general.
Yeah, I didn't like Mass Effect.
Mass Effect 2 was pretty good.
I didn't like Mass Effect 1. Guns.
I hated it. I then played Mass Effect 2, and I hated it. I then played Mass Effect 3, and I still hated it.
What
this holds true also for every single Dragon Age game.
I was going to say, what do you have against BioWare?
Yeah, like you just like BioWare.
I don't know.
You're playing a Star Wars BioWare game?
Sucked.
Should I say a BioWare game?
No, BioWare made a Star Wars game.
Did they make Jedi Outcast?
Didn't they make KOTOR?
Or was that Silicon Knights?
Didn't they make Knights of the Old Republic?
They did.
Yeah. Okay,
they
well, did. I like that one.
There you go. No,
apparently
Silicon Knights sounds like a place where you get fake boobs.
It is.
It also is.
Least favorite game, Ian?
He said Halo 2.
I said Halo in general. I played the shit out of Halo with Jarrett.
Okay.
We
tried to play Halo 1. It did not go well.
We did a Let's Play, and I think I killed you a lot. I just killed you over
just betraying
and over.
Left and right.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't know that button did that. But yeah.
My least favorite game, and this is pretty quick, it was just going to echo what Jarrett said. I don't like Mass Effect Andromeda at all.
Hell yeah.
I heard it wasn't very good.
It's not. Mass Effect 1's fine. Mm-hmm. The combat sucks in it. Mass Effect 2 is pretty good. I like the opening. The ending's kind of predictable. Mass Effect 3 is all right. Mass Effect Andromeda, terrible writing. The graphical issues aside, like, you know, the faces stuff that everyone mm-hmm. hears about, it's just, you know, that aside. The combat's really fun. It's nice. But the writing for the game, the characters in the game, and the voice acting, it's hard to care about anything that's actually going on. So when something impactful happens, you don't care. Mm-hmm. You don't care about the relationships you're making. You don't care about the story arcs. You don't care about your own decisions. It's an awful, awful, awful game. So, there you go. A lot of video game talk so far.
Video games, yeah, cool.
All right.
Well, we also had the controversial video game opinions part, if you wanted to do that.
What controversial video game part?
The one. Didn't I say that? Controversial game.
I don't think so.
Didn't I?
No.
I'm a little.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure you said unpopular opinions just in general.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about.
But we didn't know that you were talking about specific.
Unpopular video game opinions.
Yeah.
Shit,
he did.
I don't read well.
You want me to just run through mine and we don't have to worry about you guys?
Yeah, that's sure, because I didn't write this shit down.
I don't know anything.
Let's see. I have a few. I think people are too stuck on nostalgia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to get over that real quick.
We've talked about that. How, like, if you go back and do something that you used to love, you fucking hate it.
You fucking hate it.
Old Power Rangers. You watch the old Power Rangers? That sucks.
The Half-Life games suck.
No,
they're not interesting at all.
I've never
don't care for them.
The only good part is at the end of Half-Life 2, where you can like shoot people like with the gravity gun. Where like you can pick people up with the gravity gun and shoot them, and that's it.
Never had fun. The Last of Us is mostly boring.
Never played it.
Super slow, boring game.
Oh yeah, see that? Yeah.
GameCube is the best Nintendo console.
That is very true.
I'm good with that.
I couldn't get into Witcher 3. Don't see the appeal.
I never played a single
don't
Witcher care. Game.
I don't expect you to play any of the games.
Play 2. 2 was okay.
And Super Mario 64 isn't a great game.
I agree so much.
Right. Doesn't hold up at all. The game's ugly as shit. The platforming is not all that great. And the controller sucks. And the camera sucks. I don't like that game.
The camera sucks. But I like that game. I still play that game.
Nope.
But again, nostalgia. Like back in the day, like that was like...
I didn't like it back then either.
That was like the pinnacle. Like 3D Mario, people were losing their goddamn minds. 3D
anything. People were freaking out. Look at, like, GoldenEye. Everyone was like, GoldenEye is what shooters should be, and now it's
and it's fucking terrible. And that's why I think people hold on to Ocarina of Time in such high praise, because it was 3D Zelda, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's so good, but you go back and play it. It's a fucking lazy put-together game that requires puzzles of you shooting a bow and arrow into an eye, and you're like, puzzle's done!
Also, the aiming of that bow and arrow is just
fucking terrible. Off.
It's inverted, isn't
it's
it?
So it's inverted, and there's no, like, act, like, it's it doesn't, like, sit on a point. It's like, oh, well, it's somewhere in between where the arrow is and the bow.
It's bad.
That being said, though, I thought Banjo-Kazooie was better than Mario 64.
Yeah, yeah. Banjo-Kazooie is awesome.
I thought Conker's Bad Fur Day was better than Mario 64.
That, too.
I really liked Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I thought Glover was better than Mario 64.
Oh, no! No, it's not. I love Glover. It's not. It's a disaster.
It is so bad.
Me and Ian tried to play it. It's not fun at all.
We got stuck.
You don't know how to glove.
No, I don't.
Don't know how to glove?
Yeah, you.
It's Michael Jackson's game. The glove.
Move on. Do your thing.
Oh, yeah. Sports. Let's get into it, because I am the sports professional here. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Sack Zone.
Touchdown!
All right, so I am the leader of the Sack Zone. I am Ian. You all know me from the How We Do podcast. Yes, yes, thank you. Today we're talking about sports. In other news, I went golfing today. And my dad golfed a snake. He found a snake and put it on his tee and drove.
Did he?
Holy
really?
Shit.
Yes.
Your dad's a fucking champ.
That's awesome.
He golfed a snake and it took the tee with it.
Wow. What's that score? Because, like, I know birdie and
well,
eagle.
Well, think about it. A snake eats a birdie, but an eagle eats a snake. So it's in the in-between.
So it's like a 0.5 somewhere in.
Yeah, he hit it in 1.5 strokes.
Oh, all right.
He's been single a while.
Mm. So is it with a driver, or did he use like a like
he used
an iron?
A driver.
Okay,
he straight smacked the fuck out.
Because I can just imagine that, like, he hit it with an iron and it chopped its head off, and then just like
he wanted to get an iron, but he was like, "Oh, that was his driver," and he used his Cleveland launcher and just like,
that's amazing.
Sent it sailing.
That makes me happy.
I did not expect this.
Neither did I.
If you ever hear me go quiet on the show, it's because I'm sitting here going, what in the fuck?
So, Ian, our resident sports expert.
That's me.
I think that it's only fair for you to give our loyal listeners some input, some expertise.
Some insight.
On the upcoming football season.
Of course.
So, I think what we're going to do is each week we'll give Ian, and we'll answer as well, but we'll give Ian the primetime games for that week. We'll get his opinion on who he thinks is going to take the W and who he thinks is going to go home with that big fat L. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be 1 week behind, so we're going to do 2 weeks right now. So we're going to do week one, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got the Chiefs versus the Patriots on a Thursday night.
Now, see, the tricky thing about this is a history battle, right?
Yes.
The Chiefs versus the Patriots. I mean, come on now. We've seen this before, French and Indian War. Am I right? Who won that?
I don't know.
You're right. They are having smallpox blankets.
Yeah. That's what they're using in their locker rooms, is the smallpox vaccine. Now, luckily, the Patriots brought that with them, so they're already good. The
you don't
Chiefs,
know how smallpox blankets work, do you?
Wait, who has home field advantage?
Oh, that's a good point.
Y'all cannot do this right now because
I
don't have
that available. That's fine.
What do you mean you don't have that available?
Right, well, I'll say
the Patriots are at home because they won the Super Bowl.
All right.
But the joke is it's the Indians' land, the Chiefs, or it's our land because we're the Patriots.
Yeah, okay. The tricky part is if it's Chiefs' home field, a lot of trees on the field. You got to throw it through the branches or under. You got to do a lot of shotguns. Historically accurate, yes. Now, the Patriots, they got a lot of water. They're on their boats. Mm-hmm. They're coming across the sea. That's how they're getting it. They're getting to their land. You got a half water. It's like water polo, but with football. And it's the Patriots. That's how they play. So it's the Patriots versus the Chiefs.
How often do you start a sentence without knowing how it's going to end?
All the time.
Every time I talk.
So
you're just like, I'm going to start saying words until it sounds good enough for me.
So the Patriots at home. Who do you got?
Patriots
with?
At home?
Patriots
that's
at home.
That's a toughie. Okay. Some Indians can swim.
Just answer it.
We're already a half hour into the show. We haven't done anything entertaining for anybody.
Okay, so if it were
Chiefs
up to me,
Patriots.
If it were up to me,
it is up to you.
And I know the history. I'm gonna have to say it's the Patriots.
All right,
Chiefs lost their battles. You know, run to the hills.
Next
Trail
up,
of tears.
Yeah,
you got the Giants versus the Cowboys. Oh, the Cowboys are at home.
Cowboys at home. Well, can't really beat a Giant. They're fucking huge. That's a Giants. Giants all the way.
Forever. All right. Monday night, there's two games, week one. You all got the Saints versus the Vikings. The Vikings, I believe, are at home.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Vikings are fucking ruthless, and the Saints, they're little sissy wagons, all right? So they're going to run in trying to do those little Hail Marys. Isn't that what Saints do, or is that pastors and nuns?
I'm not sure.
Saints are going to do a lot of Hail Marys and things like that.
Okay.
Now, I got to be careful with this. My girlfriend's a Saints fan. At least her family is. So I'm going to have to say this lightly. The Vikings are going to fucking destroy the Saints.
All right.
Enough said.
The next game on Monday, you got the Chargers versus the Broncos. The Broncos are at home.
Okay. This is very controversial.
I'm not even sure what word that was.
I haven't been drinking any.
Well, you are the coast.
So we got the Broncos, all right? You know, I think Dodge makes up.
The Fords.
You got the Fords or the Dodge. Dodge Chargers. Everybody always is Ford. You know, Ford this, Ford that. You know, I'm more of a Dodge kind of guy, so my money's on the Chargers every time.
All right. We're going to jump into week two. There's only three games this time. Texans at the Bengals.
Now, I hear a lot of controversial things about the Texans. I hear they're under a lot of water right now, so I'm going to have to go with the Bengals.
Oh, my God.
I like that joke.
You got the Packers at the Falcons on Sunday night.
Easy. The Packers, they're always packing things. That's what they do. They're going to pack this game in the bag.
All right. And then on Monday, you've got the Lions at the Giants.
Giants, again, they're big and powerful. They'll just step on a line. That's an easy.
You're the girl in school who does a NCAA basketball bracket. It's like, which color I like better? I like this mascot better. And then wins the whole fucking thing.
Yep.
All right. And that's that. So I think in the interest of time, me, Kyle, and Gage will just enter our picks onto the post.
That sounds lovely.
I think that's a good idea.
Not that we would take that kind of time.
We don't take that time, that kind of time. But maybe once week three rolls around, we only had to do 1 week, we'll do all of it on here.
Enough about the drunk ramblings.
And that's the end of Ian's NFL Sack Zone.
And have a wonderful day. This is the Sack Zone.
Touchdown!
All right.
Yep.
Up next.
Gage is so disappointed in all of this so far.
I had a good time.
You said this is a sack. We're leaving. You should have said this was.
Well,
past tense.
Well, at the time it was. It is. But it wasn't now.
And so it always will be.
Oh my God, stop talking. I lose my fucking brain over here. Marbles are falling out of my mouth.
You thought that game was about mental disability? Or whatever. I don't know what he said.
Hey guys.
Play Hellblade.
Anyway. Do you think attractiveness scales as you get older?
Wait, is this your topic now?
What are we doing next? This is a question that I'm asking you.
Do you think it scales? What do you mean it scales?
So like when you're 20...
Like, scales down?
You typically find other 20-ish year olds attractive, right?
Unless you're broken. Your mind's been touched.
But when you're 50, do you still think that, like, 20-year-olds are attractive? Or do you then think that 50-year-olds are attractive?
No, I think it's...
You know what I mean? Let me ask you. You're 27.
Yes.
I'm 27. Do you think an 18-year-old's hot?
Well,
because I do.
I guess you're right. I guess that answers the question.
Mission
boom! Solved, but didn't fucking think about that answer. I will say
it's a lot less than I find like there. People my age.
What?
It's a lot less attractive than what I find in people my age. Because attractiveness for me, it kind of goes into like their mental states as well, and 18-year-olds like are immature.
You've never met a mature 18-year-old?
Hell no.
You sure?
Positive.
You're meeting the wrong 18-year-olds.
I was not even a mature 18-year-old.
You're not mature.
I'm not a mature
27-year-old. Do you find like a 35-year-old hot?
I guess it depends.
If you find a hot 35-year-old,
sometimes.
That's a yes.
If you find a hot 35-year-old,
but
just have to find one first. Yeah. I think that question was way easier to answer than you.
Fine.
What did you think coming in?
Well, okay, I didn't. Somebody brought this up about me. This. Somebody asked me this question, and then I thought,
was
I
it
ask
who?
You guys. Huh?
Like, what was their context in it? Like, were they trying to figure out if you were hot to them as 18-year-old?
No, they just asked.
Oh, okay.
It's just like,
because if I'm 45, I probably still think an 18-year-old is hot. I'm probably not going to stop watching teen porn.
All right.
I'm freshly 18. I'm ready to fuck. And then it's like, clearly, I'm ready to watch.
Cool. Keyboard at an acceptable distance.
That's fine.
I closed all my tabs before you got here. All
right. Cool. Fuck that question then.
I answered it. What do you want?
That's all there is.
How long do you think that question was going to last?
What? 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought it was going to last at least longer than 45
seconds.
I think
I said the answer they would have had.
Yeah, fine. Go. Yeah.
Shit.
If you're going to rush me
is
out
this
of this.
Time? Is it time for the secret segment? The segment we've all been asking for?
We?
No one knows what you're talking
no
about
one
at home.
Asked for that.
Just us three. And no then we have Jared's other segment, too.
Okay.
We didn't even do Kyle Stiles yet.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Kyle Stiles. So, Kyle, here on the red carpet, what are you wearing today, huh?
Right now, I'm wearing some cut-off jorts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those are in?
Acid wash.
Yep. Not the bleach.
Are those from the Jeff Foxworthy collection?
Or? They are, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I also have a dark denim t-shirt.
Ooh, I see Gentum Quasman looking at you in the background. He's checking you out.
Yeah.
He's really liking what you're working with.
Gentum Quasman.
Yeah, you know
famous he's, designer.
He was the he was in the movie The Happening.
Yeah.
And then to tie everything together, I'm also wearing a black denim jacket.
Ooh, the black denim.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that's also called the Silent Sleepy.
It is. It sure is.
Which one was The Happening?
That's the fog, right?
It's the one where they all die.
Nope, that's The Mist. The Happening is one where everyone kills themselves.
Is that the one because of the flowers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're going to have a quick...
Gotta get away from the plants. Sorry. Making fun of Mark Wahlberg over here.
So we're gonna throw it over to Sam.
For the and what's he famous for?
He's a famous talker.
Oh.
Sam, take it away.
Hi.
You can't even fucking get through it. You can't even fucking do it. you want to so bad. You can't even take this fucking seriously.
Thanks, Sam. Kyle Stiles.
All right. You're...
Jesus Christ, man.
Somebody do anything
I thought
else.
He was going to talk a lot more than that. So I kind of got to thinking recently.
He's not even with us anymore.
All right. Let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather
talk to Sam again or kill myself? Kill myself.
I would rather kill myself.
What do you need? What do you want?
Damn.
You
need to walk around.
All right. So, would you rather not know the difference between carrots and a human finger,
mm-hmm.
or you lose a finger every time you use the letter Z?
So how often?
It's going to Sam for that one.
They're still fucked up.
I'm so sorry. Kyle, you answer first.
I'm sorry, what was the question again? Could you read it?
Would you rather not know the difference between a carrot and human fingers,
mm-hmm.
or you lose a finger every time you use the letter Z?
So how often am I using the letter Z? Is this like
know.
An everyday?
How often do you use it?
Not a whole lot.
Then answer the question.
I'd like to ask
you
some questions
say, you can't
first.
Say lazy.
Okay.
You can't say zebra. You
okay.
can't say catch some Z's.
Okay.
You can't use anything that has
you
a Z in it.
You can That's use all. Xylophone. That doesn't have a Z in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the Z one.
All right, so you're going to lose a finger every time you use the letter Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just take that key off my keyboard.
That's fair.
You're a fool.
So, Ian?
Fingers and carrots. I don't... Why? If you see something that you're like, that could be a finger or it could be a carrot, just don't eat it.
All right. That's fine. But you're going to see somebody eating a bag of baby carrots. It's going to be full of baby's fingers.
But I'm cool with that.
Wait, right? I think carrots are fingers?
You don't know the difference between a carrot and a finger.
Oh.
So you think these are carrots or they could be fingers?
Okay. Yeah, I'm like Ian. I'm swearing off carrots.
Okay.
Yeah, I just won't eat carrots.
And I just think people are fucking mental or nuts. Because there are 10,000, almost 11,000 words that include the letter Z.
So all you right. fucked yourself with a Z.
That's fine.
Yeah, you could say a buzz. Talk. Or so, advertising. Or
what?
Ooh, advertising. Agonize. Doesn't have a Z in it.
It totally does.
Advertising? Yep. Shit, it does.
Oh, shit. Does it really? I thought it was an S my whole life. I'm an idiot, guys. I got third in a spelling bee. Would you rather have one shirt that is a size too small, or you always have to wear two left shoes? I didn't ask Gage the first... Oh, yeah, he answered the first one. So, a shirt that's a size too small, you always have to wear that size shirt.
Regardless?
Or, yes.
Like even if I lose weight? It's always too small?
If you lose weight and you go down a shirt, you're going down a shirt again.
Fuck.
Or you have to wear two left shoes.
I'm doing the tiny shirt.
Yeah, I'm doing tiny
shirts. I got sweet arms and a sweet midriff.
Well, think about it. A tiny shirt will either make you look really good, like you're too strong for that shirt, but you can't not wear it. Or it's going to be like, quit shopping at the Baby Gap.
You basically become a cartoon character, right?
Yeah, see, I'm just wearing two left shoes, and I'll just get big-ass shoes.
Nope. So, yeah, you get that curve on the outside of your foot,
you're going to walk around like episode 3.
I will. Next on the list. Would you rather only be able to talk while you spin a fidget spinner, or you have to take a breath after each word?
So the kid from
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
Yes.
I would say a breath between each word.
Yeah, I would.
It takes less money.
So you'd rather take a breath between each word.
It doesn't specify how big of a breath.
All right, that's fair.
You're gonna make yourself pass out.
That's fair. Gage?
I'm doing the fidget spinner.
Yeah, I'm carrying around
a fidget spinner. Because I'm spinning for life.
I'm carrying around a fidget spinner. I'll just spin it and have a conversation. But like, hold up. Re-spin it. That's fine with me.
Now, I don't want this to turn into an ad, but High Topic is selling fidget spinners. Buy one, get three free. So
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah, that's how you know the fad is dying.
Dog, I'm in it. I'll be there tomorrow.
Ian, do you own a fidget spinner?
Yeah.
Kyle, do you own a fidget spinner?
No, we don't. Jared? Anymore.
I own two. One of them was given to me by Kyle.
I gave you one also.
Well, okay, then I have three.
Okay, I don't own one at all.
I don't
all
either.
Three of them, just to clarify, were given to me. I did not purchase any.
Okay.
Now, I do have the cube.
Okay, fidget cube.
Yep.
Something that actually helps.
It does. Yeah.
Ian's like, excuse me?
They have cubes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're actually really cool.
Yeah, they are different.
To spin, though.
You can't spin them. But they got buttons on them. Yeah. So instead of like clicking a pen, you
just... No, yeah, I know what those are. Those are cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys, last one. Would you rather always have your shoes untied, or you always have headphone cords that are 6 inches too short?
Shoes untied, hands down.
Just dunk the shoes with laces.
No, it's in the question. You have to.
You stop with those shoes.
Your shoes are always untied, or your headphone cords are always 6 inches too short.
The shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
Shoelaces.
Okay. So we all shared on the shoestrings. We all shared on the shoelaces because that came up to me today because I was listening to music with headphones and I like wired them through my shirt and
why?
So they don't like get caught on my hands or anything when I'm trying to work. I'm trying to do shit.
What are you doing? That's gonna cause you like
you're moving your hands around, reaching for shit. You pull them out of your head. That's not.
I don't try to reach through things.
How vigorously are you like doing these activities? No,
where you had headphones in and knocked them out because your arm got caught on the wire.
I use over-the-ear headphones for that reason,
and they'll still get pulled off your head.
No, they don't.
Happens to me when I play Xbox all the time. Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, I've seen you play Xbox. You kind of flail.
Whatever.
You're a flailer.
So, but anyways,
those are pretty easy. Would you rather?
Well, there would be.
I've got a tough one right now.
Okay, go for it.
Your girlfriend and your mom switch bodies in a Freaky Friday kind of accident. The only way they can switch back is you got to fuck one of them.
Shit.
Do you fuck your girlfriend's body with your mom's mind in it, or do you fuck your mom's body with your girlfriend's mind in it?
Ooh, boy.
You got to decide right now.
I mean, I guess I'm going to have sex with my girlfriend's body.
With your mom that's going, fine. I'm getting fucked by my son.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I might even nope.
Find a new girlfriend.
Well, guess y'all stuck like that. Bye.
Tough break.
Dumb shit. So you
call dad.
For the record, it's always your girlfriend's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would just leave. I'd be like, I can't.
There's no way.
You came out of there. You can't come back in.
I got it.
God damn it. Secret topic.
All right, that's the end of the Would You Rather
fucking 90 minutes in.
90 minutes.
All right, so this is going to need a fucking beautiful-ass song. You better write that shit down.
I'm fucking doing it.
All right, now this segment. And I went... I'll explain how
when do you want the song?
Right after I say what it is.
Okay.
It's called Rags Gags. And cue the music. Okay, so Rags Gags. This is an assortment of jokes.
I gotta say, I hate everything about it.
Now, these are the funniest jokes that I've ever heard in my life. And they make me laugh harder than anything ever.
I've seen you laugh over stupid. You walked away because you couldn't do an
impression. About to throw up today.
because of someone you don't know named Sam.
Sam is a comedic actor, thank you. And he's very funny. I thought of his older work and it made me giggle quite vigorously.
Shut your fucking mouth.
He was in The Happening.
Your own voice made you laugh so hard you had to stand up and leave.
Here we go again.
Listen. Yeah. Okay. Bring first Sam joke. Back. All right. First joke. A man is washing the car with his son, and the boy goes, "Dad, can't we use a sponge?"
So how do we?
What do you want us to do?
Do we vote? Do we vote that we like it?
Yeah, yay or nay? Is that a good one?
No,
that gets a thumbs up from me.
Okay. No.
What do you get when you cross the Atlantic with the Titanic? About halfway.
Nope.
Still not.
Just because
that gets a halfway thumbs on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't blind people skydive? It'd scare the shit out of their dog.
Okay, that was really
good. That one.
My grandmother's last words before she kicked the bucket were, "Hey, how far do you think I can kick this bucket?" Yay or nay? Was that a rag or a gag?
I hate all of them. But
that was a gag.
Good.
That was a gag. It's like the joke is in the actual setup, and not a joke.
Why does Norway put barcodes on their ships so they can Scandinavian?
Fuck you.
I'm so upset about this.
That one's a thinker.
Yeah.
That's a thinking gag.
What should you do if you see a spaceman? You should park, man.
Not a fan of that one.
That's a rag?
That's a rag.
I just think
Why are you surprised?
To be fair, I think everything's funny. I'm going to laugh at every single one of them.
Why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie? Because he was too far out.
Oh, he didn't laugh. Kyle laughed at it. Kyle. I thought you were better than that.
Dude, it was funny, all right? It was pretty funny.
That's your hippie impression.
I don't know.
Two fish are in a tank. One says to the other fish, "How the fuck do we drive this thing?"
I'm not surprised how much Jarrett likes these.
I got a couple more.
Oh, good.
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
Breathe, damn it!
Nothing.
I wish people could hear the crickets.
Well, fine then. How did the hipster burn his tongue? He drank the coffee before it was cool. Yeah. That's a rag.
Nothing. That's a rag. That's a rag. That one.
Bring Sam back.
He's gonna die just
what did
about
one
it.
Eye say to the other eye? Between you and me, something smells.
Old popsicle stick fucking joke.
What did the hat say to the rack? You stay here, I'll go on ahead.
Oh my god.
These are all from Laffy Taffy.
I was gonna say, this is the Laffy Taffy's ass joke ever.
That's all I got.
But I want
everyone to send in your best jokes. And then they'll be on Rags Gags, and we'll go over them and see if they're a rag or a gag.
And we'll make fun of you when they suck.
Yes.
That's fun. I'm okay with that.
All of those are from one person.
Really?
Yeah.
God, one terrible
my
person.
My sister. My one of four sisters.
There should be a drinking game at home. Every time Ian brings up one of his sisters, you gotta take a drink.
Yeah, that was rag. You didn't laugh at a single one, Gabe.
I'm not a big joke
guy. No, there was one.
There was one. There was one. The skydiving one I liked.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not a big joke. I like conversational humor. I like the story of the thing. I just punchline jokes. I'm not big on them.
But that was Rags Gags.
What's next?
I really wish.
What was the last thing we needed to do? Wasn't there one more thing?
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
We have somebody that sent in.
We have fan questions. That was it.
Yeah, we had some fan questions. We had one, or well, two. We had two.
Ooh, and one of them's perfect for a Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
It's Tuesday, dumbass.
But it has to be Tuesday to work, because it's, hey, tacos or burritos. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Elmer, for sending in tacos or burritos.
You
see that?
Yeah.
That's you.
That's great.
Right there. There
that's going to get cut. See that part? It's going to get cut.
Ow. I'm going to go through and painstakingly take you out of this whole episode.
Yes.
So this is how it went down. He said, tacos or burritos? Second, soft or hard tacos?
Ooh.
And then the retort from us. Questions that must be answered. We got you, fam. XOXO, how we do podcast.
I like that you read out the whole conversation. Like, everyone's part of it now.
Well, I so, like to be helpful.
I will go first.
Who's replying to these messages, by the way?
All right. The person that doesn't have a Facebook.
For a good reason. I've replied to a few of them.
Okay. Anyway.
So, tacos or burritos?
Burritos.
It's burritos.
Done. You can fit more. 100% you can fit so much more in a burrito. Yeah. And even when I like, even when I eat soft tacos, they're soft tacos.
So what? Okay. I'm going to say tacos.
Why?
Just because, like, thank let's say God for instance, let's say for instance, it's at Chipotle. Right?
Okay.
Okay. I don't get a burrito at Chipotle.
That's fair.
Because everything is in one spot. I don't like everything.
Mix it.
I don't like they'll everything in one spot. I don't want to be that person.
All you do is ask, mix it, and they go, okay. They grab a fork, mix it up, throw it away.
I just like how everything is like proportional to each thing.
See,
is that weird?
What kind you know of what's proportional?
I'm not eating a burrito. The only burritos I eat are at Chipotle.
Do you like the proportional part of the taco when all the shit falls out the end and you got it on your fucking plate?
Yeah,
or falls out the middle of the taco because messy. It got soggy?
Yeah, gross.
I'll live with it.
Tacos aren't this good is the later. Choice I made. Burritos can still be good later.
Now what?
Because you're eating the plate. It's all wrapped up in there. You just put it in your fucking mouth.
I can eat 11 and a half tacos from Taco Bell.
That isn't something I would be proud of.
In one sitting. I'm real close to 12. I'm going to get
a lot
it.
Of meat in your mouth.
I'm going to, yeah. I'm going to get it, though. Eventually.
Can we do a charity eat-a-thon?
I will do a charity eat-a-thon, definitely. If somebody donates a 12-pack of tacos to this podcast, soft tacos, I'll eat all of them.
You're not the charity case here.
Yeah. I'll try.
So what happens when you're eating a burrito
okay.
and you take a bite and that entire bite consists of sour cream?
It never does that.
You're biting the wrong way.
What do you mean I'm biting the wrong way?
Because you don't need to take one full bite of one section of a burrito. You can do half bite and half bite right next to it, and you get middle burrito and outside burrito. So in case it is that sour cream pocket, you got some steak on the middle, man.
I just don't know the etiquette of burrito eating. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Apparently not. You're doing it all wrong. You're fucking it up.
Well, now,
how do you eat a taco? From the bottom or from the top?
From the side.
No, like, yeah, but you're coming in, like, yeah. How do you rotate like, around the whole thing, or you fucking...
Bottom.
Okay, so you're getting all, like, it's mostly all meat, and so when you go back to the top
and
piece,
then
it's all lettuce.
Top, it's all lettuce, yeah.
Well, there's your problem
there's
right
your
there.
Burrito problem in a taco.
I don't have lettuce on my shit.
What do you have on your taco?
Oh, that's right.
Meat and cheese.
Just
that's
meat and
it?
Cheese, yeah.
Meat, cheese, rice.
That's not even like a fucking taco.
That's barely real. I forget that Kyle doesn't eat lettuce
fruits
or tomatoes
vegetables.
Or pickles or carrots. Or
none of
cucumbers
them?
Or asparagus.
Then why was the finger and carrot thing such a tough choice for you?
Shit.
Kyle doesn't eat anything that wasn't alive once.
Why was that such a tough decision for you for all the disease if you don't do it anyways? That was literally my argument.
You haven't said one smart thing this whole episode, and I like that.
I like to know the choice is there.
Just in case I want to eat carrots later.
Yeah. Oh. Just more of a reason to like make me not eat them.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna fucking throw carrots at you all day tomorrow.
Holy work. Shit.
Okay.
I'm gonna put pickles in this goddamn car
your,
one day.
I'm gonna fill your drawer that. With carrots.
Okay.
And then pickles. Be like, don't eat those fingers.
Maybe you know which one's mine.
I know exactly where you're sitting. I'm gonna fill all of them up.
Okay. So, are you a taco or burrito person?
Well, here's the thing. Let's broaden the spectrum.
Okay, sure.
Do you get the bowl, burrito, or taco?
What?
Personally, I get the bowl. Because I can make
you're
my
you're specifically
own.
Talking Chipotle now.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but we're talking about tacos or burritos. Like, pick one. You can't pick a bowl. That's not an option. It's a burrito or a taco.
If I go to Chipotle, they let me have a bowl.
Yeah. This segment is called Ian Invents His Own Question.
He's like, I don't like the answers. I'm going to make my own.
I want to be in a little space shuttle so I can shoot up in the air and then come back to me when I'm hungry later.
No, I'm a burrito boy.
Okay.
Till death do I part.
Yeah, well, you know what that means. Kyle, you're off the podcast.
No, I'm not.
Sam.
You said socks.
Get in here.
Don't bring
Sam into this.
You'll have to leave too. Again, I do eat it's soft tacos is if I eat a taco.
Oh, well, yeah. Hard shell or soft shell?
Soft.
Ian? Ian?
was like, I'm an automated. Quick, make a Sims joke.
Blow the heat off me. Soft shell.
Hard shell.
God damn it.
Now, I would do a hard shell wrapped in a soft shell.
Agreed to crunch. Yeah. What do you mean?
So the issue with hard tacos, though, is you have to eat it immediately. You cannot save that for any more than about 5 minutes before all of your taco just falls out the middle.
I got El Doritos Locos Taco, and that thing turned into soup.
Yeah. You have to eat it as nachos.
Well, why are you guys making tacos and waiting?
I don't
make Doritos Locos Tacos.
But I'm saying, like,
but what are you doing where you have to wait so, like, more than 5 minutes?
Wait for them to fucking make it.
You go to Taco Bell, they put your taco in a bag, right? You got to get home before you eat it. Yeah. You get home, that shit is soggy.
You don't live more than 5 minutes away from a Taco Bell.
I'm not saying specifically about me. I'm saying that, like, as a general statement.
I don't care about the general.
All right. You hear that, guys? Gage does not care about you.
He does not want insurance.
And if you're afraid, yeah, I really don't. Which that's what I thought of when I said it. Yeah, and if you care so much about your taco getting soggy, it sounds really hot when I say it like that. Then get a fucking burrito. It's the same fucking thing. It's just wrapped.
That's fair. That's fair.
I like the crunch of a hard taco.
That's why I get a gordita crunch.
Yeah,
with soft shell on the outside, with or a Crunchwrap Supreme, which is a go-to of mine as well.
That is the glorious food of Taco Bell. That's one of my favorite Bells.
We really like Taco Bell, I think.
Have you had the big box yet? The Xbox One X one.
I've had every big box that Taco Bell's ever had.
He's a big box boy.
I won a PlayStation 4 out of the Taco Bell.
And that makes me sad because one of my topics I wanted
PlayStation Vita
because I was talking to someone today about those things. I was like, I know people who win from Taco Bell all the time, and I eat there all the time, and I get all these boxes, and I never fucking win. I watch people win in front of me. And I was like, oh, we should do a segment on how people win stuff from other things. And I'm like, no, we shouldn't, because fucking Ian's won a PlayStation 4 when I would, like, buy 6 boxes a day trying to win one, because I wasn't going to buy one. And I texted you, and you're like, oh, I fucking won one. Like, motherfucker, because we just talked about how you weren't going to get Bloodborne, and you're like, well, I have PlayStation now. I'm so mad.
He won a PS4.
You won a PS Vita.
I won a
PS
Vita, and my friend has won an iPad from their
little
receipt.
So do you
want to
know
thing.
How many boxes I went through to win it?
One.
Two.
Two.
The first one, I was with my dad at lunch, and we got Taco Bell. I was like, fuck it, I'll get one. I put in the code, didn't win. I was out with my friend. It was almost 1 in the morning when they stopped serving the drive-thru, and he was like, let's go Taco Bell. I was like, fuck yeah, we could win a PS4. And he was like, fuck you, I'm going in front of you so I can win. And then I won it.
I was like,
fuck you. And he's like, you should sell it. Give me half since it's my idea to go to Taco Bell. And I was like, no.
I'm keeping it.
Ian, guess what? You're Charlie Bucket.
What's Charlie Bucket?
Oh my God. You're
Charlie
you're
Bucket
ticket kid.
From Willy Wonka. Oh my God. Because the first one he bought, he unwrapped it in front of his family and didn't win.
Didn't have it.
And then he got enough money to buy another one, and that's when he found the golden ticket.
Yeah.
Yep. But I was patient. That's the thing. Patience is key. I was like, you can go ahead, man.
Hey, go ahead, man.
If you really want to go first, you go first. I'm fine with that. And he went. I got it. I didn't even put in the code. I drove home, ate my food, and then I was like, well, I guess I can put the code in. I put it in, and it was like, you win. I was like,
well, all right, let me ask you this. When do you put on the code? Because I put it in after I eat the whole box. It's like a sign of good fortune, like a fortune cookie.
The first time I did it right when I got the box. I was like, fuck yeah, and I did it. And then the second time, I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to win. So I just ate all my food, and I was like, well, I have this box.
I almost threw it away.
I actually almost did. I still have the box that I used.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Of course. With the food still in it.
Why, yeah, why not?
As fuck.
I told you I ate all my food, and then I put the code in, you dumb shit. Sure. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm. When really we go to his house, and in his garage is nothing but big boxes.
There's the box.
Everywhere.
Don't make me get salmon here.
Please don't.
He just has the box show on a throne in his house.
And the PlayStation 4 that I don't play. Because I have a computer.
Hellblade is also on PC. Anything else? We're at an hour.
But yeah, I think that's going to do it for us.
That was the most convolutedly weird show we've ever done.
I agree.
I feel like this is a lost episode.
I feel like this is
No, I liked it.
I'm going to be real with you. I've never made myself laugh so hard that I almost threw up.
If you would have thrown it, I would have pissed off. You almost spit water in this episode.
I literally almost... The reason I stood up is because I could feel that coming. I was like, I got to get up. I will throw up if I keep on sitting.
Well, before you throw up, give us an outro and we'll stop.
All right. Well, first off, first and foremost, the most important part of this podcast, which I was asked to do specifically for this person, shout out to Humpy. You are out there, Humpy. You know who you are. This is a shout out for you. This is from the good people that make this show happen. that aren't us.
So, I need to know who Humpy is after this.
I'll let you know. Shout outs to Humpy.
Yeah, I'd like to know who this other person is that makes this podcast happen when I'm the one doing all the fucking editing.
All the people.
All the people.
Good people that watch us.
Did we get close at all to 100 shares?
Not anything? 9.
Okay, plus. Good. 9. I awesome. Think, well,
that's almost 10%.
We had four retweets on Twitter.
13. Sweet.
13. We're getting there.
So all you fucking cowards.
There you go.
I don't know.
Get them.
Right. You got to do an early episode so they're like, oh, I am a coward.
That's me.
Yeah. They're talking to me.
Hellblade.
Seriously, play Hellblade. It's fucking good.
So, yeah, you can find us on the iTunes at How We Do Podcast. And also, we are on Google Play. I don't know if we got that thing taken care of yet.
Probably not.
Nope, we didn't. We're on, you can go to our WordPress site. We now have this fancy new thing. It's on Snapchat. It's one of our Snapchat things. You take a picture of it, and it takes you to our WordPress page.
Yep.
So
snap, yeah,
we're going to send that snap shit out, and you guys do that and have lots of good fun. That is funny. And also, if you find us anywhere else, then let us know, and we will do something good for you.
I'm working on getting stickers for that Snapchat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to put them everywhere.
So people can just take a picture of it, goes right to the website.
We're going to QR code the fucking world. Yes.
Yep.
Vandalism is cool.
So, yeah. They're going to know exactly who to arrest.
No, not at all.
No, we didn't make
They would have to go to the website, so thank you, Officer Johnson, for listening to this podcast. I really Officer do appreciate it.
God, I hope some Officer Johnson fucking pulls one of these off one day.
That'd be pretty great.
Oh, fuck. Our nicknames.
Oh my God. This can be the outro.
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
This could be the outro.
That was the outro.
All right.
It's still technically going.
Well, fine then. I guess that'll do it for us.
We'll have nicknames next week.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it until we're actually recording, though.
Okay.
In case you need to throw up again.
Fine.
Bye, everybody.
Shout outs to Humpy. Thank you, Chef.